When we think about our life, sometimes we know what we are supposed to do. But most of the time, we don't know what we are supposed to do. But all the time we respond with things what comes to us. Yeah, if you really look at and who's controlling my life, you would find out mostly your pleasure. Because we have desire to fulfill the pleasure. So basically, if I use another word, I would say happiness. Then we are doing so many things to make ourselves happy or to bring happiness. Now if you look at what are the things that you are doing to make yourself happy, then basically you would find out the food for your senses or food for your faculties, which we call eyes, ears, nose, tongue and your skin. But the eyes itself cannot enjoy the picture. Then who's enjoying the picture? That is your mind. Who's hating some pictures? That is your mind. There, we like that link, which is what you experience through your eyes. That experience, if that experience makes you happy, you like that connection, that path we call as pleasure. There are negative and positive pleasure. Even sometimes ugly pictures will make you pleasure. Even sometimes ugly sound make pleasure. Sometimes parents mostly would screaming at the kids by saying sometimes you might think it's like a noise, but for some others that is not a noise, that is part of their fun or they are enjoying it. So basically what is happening there, we choose ways to feed our senses by providing sounds, pictures and all those things through our body. So there, what is happening to us? You allow outsides to make you happy. As human beings, we have done that many years in our past, then most of us don't know anything more than that. Then we are looking for similar things again in the future. There you are doing two things. Which is, we are trying to avoid all these unpleasant experiences. We are finding only pleasant experiences. Now think about 5 years ago. If you only look for pleasant experiences, then if you plan to have only pleasant experiences, then you are not supposed to experience anything negative in last 5 years. When you look at that, you can understand that I cannot choose everything. Things are happening to me. I cannot responsible for everything. Things are happening to me. When you come to that understanding, we all has come to a point to say, well, I cannot do everything. There you wish things to happen in a certain way. Some people give their responsibilities to another power. Some people call God, some people call high energy. People can come up with any name or any word. Because when you see that you cannot control, then we think somebody else controlling this. There's another thing. There are some fun or there are some pleasure we experience But we do not know how to explain that. Due to some activities, we are enjoying it. Those things eventually can turn into addiction. Whatever you pick today as addiction, at one point when you start that addiction by not knowing, just as an experiment or just as another activity. But you had some, you were going through some experiences and you somehow like those experiences. We become addicted to that experience. Now if I go with the simple example, if somebody is addicted to drink alcohol, nothing wrong with alcohol as long as it's on the bottle. So what is wrong with alcohol? When you start to drink, then the experience, the result of the drinking makes something that you cannot explain. Somehow you like it. Then you do not addicted to all those alcohol or to cigarette or anything. You have addiction to that feeling, that experience. If anything you find that can make the give same experience, you like it. Well, now what is the meaning of this addiction? Even with the addiction, you feel that you cannot control it, something else controlling it. There's a huge connection with these sense experiences and that. Who's going through all these things? Not your body, your mind. Your mind going through all of those things, because everything supposed to goes with some thoughts, or everything supposed to goes with some emotions. Emotions are subject to your mind and thoughts are subject to your mind. Maybe thoughts and emotions using your body to have those experiences, but those are not belong to your body. When people are looking at those things from the physical angle, they see only the chemical changes. They see the body chemistry. Then they can explain how this body chemistry changing your thoughts. But what influence to have those changes? Because we are enjoying that part, the changes we enjoy. Sometimes people think, sometimes we experience and you think there are various ways to relax yourself. Somebody might relax themselves by going to fishing. Some people might relax themselves by drinking alcohol. Sometimes some people even relax themselves by fighting with others. Afterward you would say, well, I'm relaxed now. Of course, that is what we all do. When you become angry, you express the anger to relax yourself. Afterward you are free. Otherwise, until you react, you are holding it and it's burning you. Then there are various ways we are following to relax ourselves. But unfortunately, some ways of you are experiencing it is either harmful to you or harmful to others. When some actions or reactions turn into an harmful action to you or others, then later, after that reaction, you would suffer. Everything, when you are performing it, when you are doing it, you are not suffering. You like it. Even the ones when you express anger, you like it. At that present moment, you like it. But later, you would not like it by seeing the result. So this is where we need a human mind and human capacity. What does human mind can do? as a human beings, we can see our past experiences. When you see your past experiences, that you recognize those past experiences, some past experiences has given me a negative result, unhappy result, or you have suffering afterward, you want to stop it. There are most of us doing some mistakes, which is normally when you do something wrong or just think, you just scream at somebody, afterward you would justify. There are two things we are doing with certain things. Either you deny your experience or feeling, or you justify it. Once when you deny it, you are supporting yourself to have the same experiences again and again. But once when you justify, you are doing the same thing. That is just a lower level experience. But even though, when you talk about those chemistry that going on in your body with alcohol or with some addictions, sometimes we think that's part of your body. There you give, you are finding ways to justify your action. But human mind has power. We need to understand that. The power is, you can totally become a different person by understanding something. That is the power of human mind. Once when you understand something, you do not have to pretend as a past person again, or the last person, or the person who used to be. You do not have to become the same person. You can become a different person by understanding something, by understanding your own action. Like example, you can think, or you can come up with, you can say, well, with these certain things I become angry. Then once when you realize that I become angry, but this anger is really harmful to me, or this anger is harmful to others, you can come to the point after understanding, in the past I used to be angry with certain things, but now I understand that I don't have to be the same person. I'm not the same person anymore. By realizing our actions, you can become a different person. Once when you become a different person, you don't have to follow the certain things or same thing. Because once when you are following the same thing, you are, it's like you are just digging the same garbage again and again. Maybe that way you are hanging on to that garbage. Once when you realize something as a garbage, give yourself freedom to throw that garbage and have an empty bag again. Find out new garbage and put it and also throw that away. So most of the time we do not know how to let those things go. That's a major human strategy. Because we are holding others' mistakes, not only that, we are even holding our mistakes. Then we are keeping punishing ourselves in directly or indirectly. So in each time when you dig in this garbage, what would be happened? More and more smelly. It's becoming more and more worst. But we don't see it. Buddha mainly encouraged to recognize the past, to learn from the past, then walk away from the past. But the second method is introduce something friendly and beneficial. Make sure to follow it. Have determination. Encourage you to maintain and follow it. Even though once when you follow something, you would say, well, I should change this also. Do not hesitate, take the changes or change it. Sometimes you might have seen that by understanding something, you become a total different person. You become a total different person. And some cultures, they say, well, I was enlightened by understanding that, and then I'm not the same person again. And you have seen some people, they have changed their life totally by realizing something or by understanding something with one experience. They have changed their whole lifestyle and life pattern. So now, how many times you have missed the opportunity to change yourself? So once when you are open to that, that is a nice thing with meditation. On the meditation cushions, you allow anything to arise. You give freedom to yourself. You give freedom to yourself, and only you maintain the determination. Then with a determined mind, you allow you to experience anything. In the same way, with a determined mind, just do certain things what you have scheduled for day, but allow you to experience that as something new, that you can learn something new all the time. You doesn't have to be the same person. You can be different person all the time. Then let these experiences change yourself. Once when you allow experience to change yourself, you would not drop into the same mistakes or same fault again and again. So most of the time you can see, when you look at yourself, you have gone through the same trouble again and again. Especially you can look at that from that with some other people, because those people, when you look at others, they are facing the same trouble in again and again in a different way. So that's the same story with us. You are going through the same story again and again if you maintain the same intention or desire. Now, by changing yourself, what would be happened? The way how you looking at yourself will be different. It will be changed. And also, you will look for the intention rather than just going for the sense satisfaction. There you will find a much more meaningful person within you rather than just a pleasure seeking person. So mindfulness would be the tool there. Then use mindfulness. By using mindfulness, allow the present experience to teach you. Use that teaching to change you. Any questions? Right? Question?
It all makes sense when you say it, but when it comes to actually doing it, it's so much more difficult. How do you make the next step? But I understand when you tell it to me, it makes sense. My brain says, yes, that makes sense. But then when I leave, I'm going to go back and do the same thing. And so I understand I need to make the next step, but that's the hard part.
That is very good and practical question. There, what I have seen personally, all the time we should learn to manipulate the system. Otherwise, you are going back to the same system, what you have, where you are comfortable and comfort, so on. You are going to that. Every time you can be successful by manipulating the system. If I come that within a different way. Even Buddhist teaching always encouraging to introduce new plants. Find out the things what you used to do, and then observe those things. Look at what is the intention of my action. Why did I want to do that? When you see something there's no valid intention, then what would be happen? We are just finding event to fill our time. Then we are not gaining anything, just filling the time with pleasure. Then this kind of mindful person see that kind of thing just wasting the time. Simply wasting time is wasting life, because nobody can postpone the death. So wasting time means wasting life. So that person is strongly thinking to not to waste time by adding meaningless event into the life. There you would find much more meaningful events. Then if you have a few choices, Friday night, go to movie and go to party and go to meditation, I would choose meditation. That is my case. Yeah, you can find out. We always find something, you give priority through something which is really important to you. If you really see why it is important to me, then you have let the pleasure to choose most of the time. Most of the time, we let pleasure to choose the priority. Then pleasure get the power there. The desire get the power there. Let me tell you a funny story. And recently, one of our friend took me to their house because that friend wanted to throw so many things, because that friend was encouraged by others to throw out all this unnecessary stuff. Then when I was there, I also noticed there are so many things and disturbing to that certain friend. When I asked that friend's story, for that friend's everything is valuable, because something given by mother and something given by, that's the last gift from the grandmother and that's the last gift from the grandfather, then eventually so many things there. So my question is, I asked that friend, how many times you have used these certain things in last year? None. Then if you haven't used that in last year, you think that you're going to use that in the future? I don't think so. Then why do you keep it? Because that was given by my grandfather or grandmother. Look at that. We are giving power to certain things. Now, this is an example. You just think about this physical thing. Think about how many things that you are doing actively, emotionally and physically, and you are holding it because of this certain event. Then what is important? Really nothing. But you have given this invisible power into it. Then we have filled our life with so much things. So now who's paying for that? Your life. You are paying for it. At that case, the space. But in this case, your mind. So then we are filling so many events, so many activities. But ultimately, what do you gain by doing it? And how many times you have done that before? But every time, once you're going through it, you feel that is special. Point is, find out all these unnecessary things. Find out the intention of the action. If intention is really valuable and helpful to you and others, it is okay to maintain. If intention is just nothing, then encourage you to avoid it. Then find out other actions which can provide something good, which is really helpful and useful to you and others. Have determination to introduce those. Then once when you're in that kind of active plan, you can see huge changes are taking place in your life. So we have to manipulate the system. Okay, so I think today we can stop here, and thank you very much, being here.